Our Double J feature album this week comes to us from Melbourne. But when you hear the sultry Motown sounds of this group, you could be forgiven for thinking that their latest work has been touched by the hand of Memphis blues legend. The Teskey Brothers have been together for 11 years now, but this is only their second album. Kaz Tran is the host of Weekends on Double J. Hello, Kaz.
Hello, Geraldine. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, this week, a band from your hometown. Tell us, please, who are the Teskey Brothers?
They are brothers, Josh and Sam Teskey. They've been playing music and performing since they were in their early teens. They teamed up, made friends with some other guys in their local area in Melbourne's eastern suburbs, leafy outskirts of Melbourne. Brendan Love on bass and Liam Gow on drums. And they would busk at local markets, pubs, weddings, backyards, wherever they could get gigs, building up their experience slowly. But with all the expectation building up behind this particular album's release, their name and profile is only going to get bigger this year for sure.
So have they enjoyed much success in all of this very clever improvising you've described? It's 11 years they've been doing this, isn't it?
That's right, 11 years, and as you mentioned, only their second album now. So development for them has been slow but very natural. They've been experimenting, trying to find the sound that suited them the best. They got around to making their debut album, which was self-recorded, and that only came out in 2017. But that album did really well for them, won them all sorts of awards going into charts here and overseas, and the touring was fantastic. And obviously, after playing for all of that time, their stagecraft is now that they are seasoned pros who really revel in a live setting. So 10-year build-up to becoming overnight sensations. And it probably didn't hurt their profile either that they got a huge shout-out on social media by actor Chris Hemsworth, who is a big fan of them too.
Oh, right. Excellent. And couldn't be better.
Yes.
Now, is there something unique about the appeal of brothers in a band, do you think? Is that adding to it?
Oh, I'm a big fan of siblings in bands. It can be a source of great tension, if you think of the Gallagher brothers in Oasis, but also a very unique harmony and connection as players and songwriters. The energy, when it works well, can be really fluid and a beautiful thing to listen to. Harmonies between, you know, brothers and sisters are beautiful to listen to, I think. And there is a great connection between Josh and Sam. And you can hear that definitely in the music that they make and the dedication and respect they have for the influences of the era of music that they're heavily inspired by.
Okay, well, we will in just a moment. I mean, what do they sound like? Is it pure soul and blues, or is it more of a fusion?
It sounds like pretty authentic blues soul sound. If you're a fan of Stax artists in the sound of the mid-60s, then this will sound fairly familiar to you. Otis Redding is probably their biggest reference point and inspiration. But they definitely do bring something of their own to it as well, which you will hear evidence of.
And so what are we going to hear this morning?
This one is a great track to ease you into the week ahead. It is called Sun, Come Ease Me In.
To the morning time.
Sun, Come Ease Me In. It's a little trick there, wasn't it? By the Teskey Brothers from their latest album, Run Home Slow. And thanks to Kaz Tran for bringing that to us.